to break your heart and make heartbreak your
Lake Effect continues now on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. The first full album by the Minnesota band Communist Daughter was something of a triumph for its leader and songwriter Johnny Solomon. After an intervention from friends and fellow musicians, he'd sought out treatment for addiction and mental health issues.
Flash forward a few years, and the hardest years are a little further in Solomon's past. But the album that the band released last fall, called The Cracks That Built the Wall, doesn't shy away from that past. In fact, it's in many ways a memoir of those times.
The band capped off its long tour in support of this latest album this spring with a concert in Milwaukee. And the heart of the band, Johnny and Molly Solomon, stopped by the Lake Effect studio to share a few songs from the record, including this one called Roll a Stone. Johnny and Molly from Communist Daughter, Roll a Stone in the Lake Effect Performance Studio. Thank you to both of you.
Yeah, thank you very much for having us.
Yeah, welcome back. We're talking, actually, you're in town about to play, as we have this conversation, a show at, I think it's Shank Hall.
Yep.
A day after being in Minneapolis and 2 days after being in Appleton.
Yeah, we don't make a whole lot of sense for our driving. We've actually been, this is officially, I think, going to be our last show of the album touring.
Well, and of course, the new album isn't so new anymore. I mean, as you said, it came out in October.
Yeah, it's weird that, like, I don't know. It's that thing where, you know, we're already in talks about the next album. And to me, I'm like, you know, I haven't even had a day off to be like, put that in the past yet. So to me, it's the new album until tomorrow. And then tomorrow, there's another new album that's coming.
And so after, 6 months of touring it?
Yeah.
Did anything surprise you about how, I mean, because obviously there was this couple of years of work to get to the point where you had this record to promote. Did anything surprise you about how it was received in that 6 months?
You know, it sounds cliche to say that nothing really surprises me anymore, but I have to say, actually, I probably was more ready for people to not care at all just because, you know, I'd worked so hard. I was just like preparing for the worst, I guess. But it seems like things seem to do pretty well. So, I mean, it was some cool, there's some weird quotes that we've gotten, which I've been kind of intrigued by what people have been calling us now. So,
like,
the one that I love that I think everyone's calling us post folk grunge.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. I don't even know.
I
put those three words together. But as a band, it started this conversation because we feel like all the bands, when people, you ask them what kind of sound you play or what kind of a band you are, you try and come up with a really creative way to say that we write songs that are kind of hopefully good, you know. And so our bass player comes up with a new style for us every show we play. Mm-hmm. We're sand rock revival right now, I believe is what we're going with.
Well, and post folk grunge sounds like it was put into like a band genre generator.
Right? No,
yeah,
it does.
See what it spat out.
You know, I have this, like, I feel like one of the things that has been our problem, not our problem, but has been an issue with us in our career so far is that, depending on what song people listen to, they think that we're this certain type of band. And I know, like, in the industry, that can get maddening to industry folks when it's like we put a record together and there's three or four different styles on there. But I think it's been a strength for us in terms of being artists But it will play shows where if people only know our slow folk kind of harmony acoustic stuff, they'll show up and they'll wonder why everyone's setting up all these amps and why are there so many guitar players. And then there's times where, you know, like people are expecting a full-on rock show and they don't realize that there's three-part harmony and I have to pick up my acoustic for part of the show.
We talked the last time you were here about your struggles and your recovery from addiction, getting some mental health issues under control. Do you write about those issues differently the further they recede into the past?
Yeah. You know, it's interesting because I don't think, like, especially when you're a recovering addict, when you're an addict in general, or, you know, it's never that far gone from you, but you do come to a place, a comfortable place in your life. And so the problem changes. But it, you know, like it's definitely a better, I live a better life now and I'm happy. And but I would never say that it's, you know, I'm not cured. I'm in recovery, but you know, I write a lot more now, or at least this last record was a lot more about coming to terms with it and accepting that part of my life, not accepting that I was an addict or that I needed help or anything. It's more like coming to terms with, even though that didn't now me as a sober person or as a medicated quasi stable person, I can look back and be like, oh, I don't even know who that person was. And it's like, actually I do know who that person was. He did some really terrible things and it was me. And I have to kind of come to terms with that part of me. And, you know, that's what I feel like this record was a lot about, was more like making peace with myself instead of making peace with everybody else around me.
I think that person would be amazed at how happy the current Johnny Solomon.
Yeah, I have often said that he probably would look at me and be like, I don't like that guy. I mean, I eat healthy. I do yoga. I go to bed early. I mean, I go to bed early when I can. I don't know.
Yeah, we're all comparing notes on bedtimes right now.
Yeah, exactly. We're fighting the battle for who could be more tired right now.
Well, and along those lines, I mean, you've been touring musicians for a while. How do you get through the fatigue factor of being on the road?
I mean, I think we all do it differently. You know, it's a tough thing. I know this last little bit, there's been some struggles, especially, I mean, I can admit that, you know, I'm bipolar, and if I don't work on parts of myself and be careful, then things can get pretty rough. But I think that's with everybody, though. You get on the road for 3 months, you're not the same person that you would be when you're at home for 3 months, you know? And so, and we're still trying to find ways. I mean, right now, the way that we're dealing with it is that this is the last day of tour, and man, next week is going to be awesome. I'm pretty sure I don't need to wear pants for a while. I put that on the radio. It's just,
you didn't need to wear pants to be here either.
Yeah,
it is
true.
The radio.
This is radio. Yeah. I mean,
what about you, Molly? How about about your battling through the fatigue of the end of a tour?
Yeah, it's tough. I'm definitely one of those people that I need sleep to function as a normal human being, and if I don't get it, I will, you know, spiral. Who knows which direction? Either just cry uncontrollably. No one will let me sleep. Everyone's against me. But yeah, no, I try to just sleep as much as I can in the van, and definitely, you know, force myself to go to sleep when we get to the hotel, even though we just played a show and I'm a little bit, you know, more, you know, I have some energy left, and it's just like, no, you just need to go to bed. Like,
I think we try and, you know, we've tried to schedule in times in our tour where, you know, a day or two where we know, instead of like staying at hotels or staying among the thick of things, it's like find a friend who's got a place outside of town, you know, like we just did South By, and you know, we were down there the whole week and we had a bunch of shows, but
we slept a lot. Like, we slept a lot.
Yeah, because it was the end of tour.
Well, I know it's only 7 p.m. and we just finished dinner. Thank you so much. But I'm going to retire to the bedroom. Yeah. And we just passed
out. We were outside of town on, like, this little ranch area. I mean, it was amazing. There's horses and... I don't know. It's not like whenever other like younger bands are asking like South by Southwest, that must be so amazing. And I'm like, the coffee was delicious and I was in bed by 8 p.m.
I was just going to say, you're the only band that has ever come in and done an interview and talked about South by Southwest as being a place where they got lots of sleep.
I know. Yeah. See, that's yeah. the... Right.
Well, with that in mind, do you have another song you'd like to
yeah.
play for us?
Yes.
This is a song... Actually, I guess we were working on it the last time we were here, and it made it to the album, and I think this might be more of the folk of our post-folk grunge, but it's a song about a bridge in San Diego. It's called Balboa Bridge. If it hits you right, you don't even know. Half the night turning into stone. And I hate to call it home, 'cause it hurts to be alone. And all my fight covered up with snow. In a town this size, it's hard to let you go. And I hate to call it home, 'cause it hurts to be alone. I'm going up to the Balboa Bridge. I wanna fly more than I wanna live. I'm going up to Santa Monica Pier. I wanna get so far from here. Somewhere where it's warm. In the last July, the hung around like smoke. If I close my eyes, it's all I've ever known. And I hate to call it home, 'cause it hurts to be alone. I'm going up to the Balboa Bridge. I wanna fly more than I wanna live. I'm going up to Santa Monica.
Balboa Bridge. Thank you once again.
Yeah, thank you.
I mean, you have to be aware that the two of you, when you sing together, your voice just has this, your collective voice is this incredibly haunting and affecting instrument.
We've been told that. Yeah. It's
I don't feel like it's doing that right now. I'm like, my voice. I'm tired.
Molly's tired.
I'm tired.
I think that it was a thing right away when we started singing together that it was something that I felt that I'd never felt before with anybody else. And, you know, like I was in bands and I'd been playing with musicians for a long time, and even on the first few recordings, I was working with different female singers that, you know, I brought in a couple different female singers to try and sing some things, and it just, like, clicked when Molly started singing with me. It was to the point where the whole band was, we'd been rehearsing and playing some stuff for a little bit, and then as soon as Molly came in and sang the one song that we had kind of worked out, everybody just was like, ooh, well, that was something that, like, I don't know what that was. We've never done that before, whatever that happened. So from then on, it was Molly's voice was the voice I needed, I guess.
Well, now, if you had never had that happen with a female voice, what about on the other side of the coin? Had you ever felt like you could sing with
Yeah, was there any
voice?
Other guy, Molly?
There's no one else. I guess not.
That's not too
I've
personal
always...
a question.
No. Well, you sang with your brothers, and yeah. I mean, you come from a pretty musical family, yeah. So I don't know if you guys had some sort of weird water that you were drinking growing up. But
no, I forced them to sing with me so that I could teach myself how to harmonize. My poor little brothers, they're just like, oh, I hate this song. Do we have to sing it again? I was like, yes, just hold this note out. And I would just try to figure it out. Like, yeah, I just taught myself how to harmonize. I never took lessons or anything, but my brothers both sing really well too.
Does that mean that I can force one of your brothers to take my spot if I want to take a night off?
Yeah.
Get up there, sing this note.
Sing this note.
I don't wanna.
So we're talking, and this is the last day of the tour. This is the last day that this is a new album.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you have a sense for how the next album's gonna play out? How you go about, like, consciously, like, declaring that the next thing is going to happen?
You know, it's funny, like, it's funny how, even though I definitely want like a little bit of time to think about it, but it feels like it's already started. You know, you learn a lot when you get sober and you try and write songs. I mean, as an addict, when I was writing, I relied a lot on this idea that I had to, you know, the like, oh, once it strikes me, I've got to have inspiration. And then once I got sober, I had to learn a lot about how it is, you know, you can't get anything done unless you're sitting down working. So I just have faith that, you know, like, it'll come, it'll happen. I mean, this might be a little naive because I'm just at that stage where now I need to sit down with my guitar again and, you know, start banging things out.
Well, When the next batch of songs comes along, I hope you'll come back and see us again.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, do you have one more from the? Can I call it the old album now?
Yeah, let's do it. One from the old album, 2016. Remember that, kids? Oof. This is a. We don't get to play this a lot, radio things. This is great. Then I'm gonna play a song called "Sunday Morning" again because. I don't think I'm like a sad sack guy at all, but I write a lot of songs that can be considered sad. And I think it's a lot of times because I feel like I'm a purveyor of loneliness. I like to figure out the right kind of loneliness for a situation. And I think Sunday morning when you're alone is a specific kind of loneliness. So that's what this song's about.
Musicians Johnny and Molly Solomon form the core of the Minnesota-based band Communist Daughter. Their latest album is called The Cracks That Built the Wall, and it came out last fall.
They were in Milwaukee earlier this spring for a concert at Shank Hall, and they joined us then. Our in-studio interview was engineered by John Strelecki.
Lately they've all been bad days. It's never happened before. Oh, heavy heart in my head. Oh, Sunday morning again. Another.